السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ
عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book is الأدب المفرد by الإمام البخاري رحمه الله. Yesterday we started a chapter, Babu Da'wati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chapter about the supplications of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have said that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, when Allah asked us to observe salat, the best of those who observe of us how to observe that salah with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In fact, when Allah required iman from us, the best of the one who had iman, who taught the rest of us what iman is and how to be sustained upon iman, was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever Allah asks us to do, whatever instructions we have from Allah, the best of those who carried out that instruction was the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. In some report, he told us alayhi salatu wasalam that ana khayrukum wa atqakum. I am the best of you in terms of khayriya, being good. No one of you is better than me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, in terms of consciously being fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of us is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah instructed us to be kind to our homes, the best of those who are kind to his home alayhi salatu wa sallam was the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. For whatever legislations, the Sharia, either in terms of obligation or an encouraged act, or even from the other angle, abstinence from sins, the best of those who abstained from sins was the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. So when Allah commanded us to make dua, ud'uni astajib lakum, the best of those who made dua was the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu. He made the best dua in the best of expressions. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are asked to make qiyamul layl, the best of those who made qiyamul layl is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So this chapter, Babu Da'wati Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is to teach us, make us see the value of making dua. Like we said in class yesterday, many of us, apart from the adhkars of circumstances, I want to go out. I came back to the house. I came out of bathroom. I want to lie down and sleep. I want to eat food. I finish food. I want to drink water and all of these. There are various adhkars that come with them. Bismillah, many of us are able to go along, say those adhkars in those circumstances. But deliberately sitting down, taking time to make dua, many of our brothers and the women are poor regarding this. This is one of the lessons we will learn from this chapter. From the lessons we will learn from this chapter also are the expressions for dua. How do we code our dua? How do we express it? How do we say it? Because the best of us said it like this, so we can say it like this. So we learn from these ahadith too, how to express, how to say our dua, how to coin them, and which words, which expressions are the best for us. Because those same expressions have been employed by the one who best made dua. So those are the best expressions we can employ. Yesterday we read hadith 662 and hadith 663. The both of them combine and convey an expression for dua from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the hadith of Abu Sirma. That name may be strange to many of us. Abu Sirma radiyallahu al-Mazini, Malikun ibn Qaisin al-Mazini radiyallahu anhu, al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, he mentioned him from those who partook in the battle of Badr. So Abu Sirma Malik ibn Qais al-Mazini was reported in this hadith to say that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yaqul, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would say that Allahumma inni as'aluka ghinaya wa ghina maulaya, Allahumma inni as'aluka ghinaya wa ghina Mawlaya, O Allah, inni as'aluka, I beg you and I request of you. What is that? Ghinaya, I request of you my wealth. I request of you the sustenance that I need. Wa ghina Mawlaya, likewise, I also beg you, O Allah, my slaves under me, what they need, give me. I was explaining in a discussion yesterday. If he was begging Allah that Allah should give him what to provide his freed slaves with, how about his wives and children? Which ones are more obligatory to take care of? So this would mean it's a general expression regarding dependence, that Allahumma inni as'aluka ghinaya wa ghina maulaya. Allahumma inni as'aluka ghinaya wa ghina maulaya. That was hadith 662. In hadith 663, Shutayr ibn Shakalin ibn Humayd, Shutayrun ibn Shakalin ibn Humayd, reported from his father, Shakalun ibn Humayd radiyallahu anhu. Shakal ibn Humayd came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, allimni du'a an antafi'u bihi. Teach me one du'a. I want to be making that du'a and making benefit from it. Antafi'u bihi. I'll be making benefit when I employ that du'a. The Prophet said to him, alayhi salatu wassalam, Qul, say, Allahumma aafini fi sharri, aw aafini min sharri sam'i. Allahumma aafini min sharri sam'i. Al-aafiyah is to have well-being and protection when you are safe from evil. The evil here is sharru sam'i, the evil of my hearing. So he says, Allahumma aafini min sharri sam'i. O Allah, grant me safety, grant me well-being from the evil of my sense of hearing. We hear so many things we don't want to hear. Somehow you hear them. And these things come along with some attendant evil. Sometimes we hear some things we don't forget, and they begin to bother us. they begin to unsettle us and create unnecessary anxieties inside us. Why? You have heard it. So it may become a means of evil for you to hear some things. Wobosori. Likewise, our sense of sight. We see some things. We do not want to see them, but somehow they come along and we catch a view of them. Some of these things begin to worry our mind for as long as Allah knows. These kinds of evils, we are asking Allah for well-being away from these things. May Allah protect all of us. Walisani, likewise our tongues. Wallahi ikhwa. Sometimes you say some things, in the next 1 hour you'll be regretting that you said it. Evils can come along from those things that you say. You may know sometimes deliberately. The evil of it will only be clear to you later. So in fact, it may be that while you were saying it, you thought that that was the best thing to do. And then it becomes a means of problems to them. We are asking Allah in this dua to protect us and grant us safety and well-being from the shar, from the evil of our tongues. Waqalbi, likewise our minds, our hearts. We conceive of some things that we begin to get worried. Why is this thing like this? Sometimes it is from some evils, like the evil of nifaq. That one is from the evil of the qalb, from the al-amrad al-qalbiya, is al-nifaq. It can be al-hasad. May Allah protect us from hasad. It can be al-bughd. Al-bughd is that the individual hates the other person. May Allah protect us. It may be hasad, jealousy. He sees one good thing with his brother and he begins, or she begins, to hate him for that goodness that Allah has bestowed upon him. All of these are evils connected to the heart. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Shakalun ibn Humayd to say, Allahumma afini min sharri sam'i wa basari wa lisani wa qalbi wa sharri manihi. O Allah, protect me also from the evils that are connected to my private fluids. This is a big fitna for young people now. They become easily carried away. And Al-Imam Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, the Shaykh of Al-Imam Ahmad, who reported this hadith, he said, Sharru maniyyi refers to az-zina wal-fujur. Zina, adultery and fornication. Wal-fujur, and things connected to the two of them. Because zina is either fornication for young people who have never been married before, or that it is adultery for people who have ever been married before. The both of them is called, or are called, zina. May Allah protect all of us from these evils. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him. He taught Shakalun ibn Humayd, and by that he was teaching the rest of us. The ulama usually say that al amru li wahidin amrun lil kull. Whenever the Prophet ordered any one of us something, who is he ordering? All of us. So the teaching was for all of us. Allahumma afini min sharri sam'i wa basari wa lisani wa qalbi wa sharri manihi. Allahumma afini min sharri sam'i wa basari wa lisani wa qalbi wa sharri manihi. Allahumma afini من شر سمعي وبصري ولساني وقلبي وشر مني. It's easy. Sometimes the time you spend to read one whole message on WhatsApp, you would have said this dua more than 20 times. اللهم عافني من شر سمعي وبصري ولساني وقلبي وشر مني. These are dua you can also say in sujood, in salat. Whether the salat is compulsory or not, they are very efficacious. When we say dua in sujood, Allahumma aafini min sharri sam'i wa basari wa lisani wa qalbi wa sharri manibi. Allahumma aafini min sharri sam'i wa basari wa lisani wa qalbi wa sharri manibi. May Allah protect all of us from these evils. In Hadith 664, Imam al-Bukhari said, Rahimullah, حدثنا قبيصة قال حدثنا سفيان عن أمري بن مرة عن عبد الله بن الحارث عن طليق بن قيس عن عبد الله بن عباس قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول اللهم أعني ولا تعن علي وانصرني ولا تنصر علي ويسر لي الهدى ويسر الهدى لي. That's what I said. ويسر الهدى لي ويسر الهدى لي. اللهم أعني ولا تعن علي وانصرني ولا تنصر علي ويسر الهدى لي. اللهم أعني ولا تعن علي. This hadith occurs at Hadith 664 in our book Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Al-Imam al-Bukhari. Allahumma a'inni wa la tu'in alayya wa nasurni wa la tansur alayya wa yassir al-hudali. Al-Imam al-Bukhari reported that hadith from his Shaykh Qabisa, who reported from Al-Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna, who was reporting from Amr ibn Murrah and Abdullah ibn al-Harith. All of these are people that we had studied and mentioned about in the past, and Taliq ibn Qais and Abdullah ibn Abbas. The hadith and the isnad returns to Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, Abu al-Abbas. He said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول. This expression shows that it was something that he said repeatedly. كان يقول, he would say. So it is in the present continuous, as if he said it every time. He would do so. Not that he used to do that. كان يقول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اللهم أعني ولا تعن علي. Oh Allah, help me, support me. Oh Allah, help me, support me. ولا تعن علي. Don't grant my enemies support over me. Don't grant people support over me, especially these people who give me a hate because of my deen. لا تعن علي. Don't help people over me. Don't support people over me. Allahumma a'inni. Oh Allah, help me. Don't help people over me. Allahumma a'inni. Wa la tu'in alayya. Oh Allah, support me. Grant me i'ana, support, help. Wa la tu'in alayya. Don't grant people support against me. May Allah protect us. Wansurni, this is an-nasru. Help me gain victory. An-nasru, help me gain victory. Wala tansur alayya. Don't help people gain victory over me. The first one is i'ana, support. This one, an-nasru, if you say it is help towards success. Help towards success. Grant me help towards attaining success. ولا تنصر علي. Don't grant people help to succeed over me. Don't let them succeed in the matters against me. Don't grant them that success. ويسر الهدى لي. Make guidance easy for me. اللهم أعني ولا تعن علي. وانصرني ولا تنصر علي. ويسر الهدى لي. This was the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma a'inni wa la tu'in alayya wa ansurni wa la tansur alayya wa yassir al-huda li al-huda, the guidance of your deen. Make your religion easy for me. Make guidance easy for me. Make goodness upon right paths. Make it easy for me. Wa yassir al-huda, yassir al-huda. Rightfulness and righteousness. Make it easy for me. Allahumma a'inni wa la tu'in alayya. Wa ansurni wa la tansur alayya. Wa yassir al-huda li. Wa yassir al-huda li. Wa yassir al-huda li. So this dua occurs as Hadith 664 in our book Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. In Hadith 665, and we shall find it to be a broader expression of the Hadith. This time Al-Imam al-Bukhari reports it from his Shaykh Abu Hafs, that is Al-Imam Umar ibn Hafs ibn Qiyas. Umar ibn Hafs ibn Ghiyas was from the scholars of Hadith. His own father was also from the scholars of Hadith, Hafs ibn Ghiyas. So Umar ibn Hafs ibn Ghiyas, he was Abu Hafs, rahimahullah. He said, Haddathana Yahya, Qala Haddathana Sufyan, Qala Sami'tu Amr ibn Murra. Sufyan, al-Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna, the hadith goes back to him. The first isnad, al-Imam al-Bukhari mentions it because between himself and al-Imam Sufyan, there was just a single reporter. But in the second isnad, between al-Bukhari and Sufyan ibn Uyayna, there were two reporters. The scholars refer to something like this as ulul isnad. When they have a shorter isnad, they prefer it, they like it, was why he mentioned that one first. Between himself and Sufyan was Qabisa. But here in 665, between himself and Sufyan ibn Uyayna, there was Abu Hafs and there was Al-Imam Yahya in this isnad. So this goes to make us understand that the isnad goes back to Sufyan. The first one with an ulu, the matun came with some sort of an ikhtisar, a summary. But in the second isnad, this dua is reported in a much larger fashion. And it includes all of what has been mentioned in the first isnad from Qabisa. Rahimahullah, one of the teachers of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. It said that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu said, Sami'tu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yad'u bihada. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicating using this expression. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicating. He was making dua bihada using that expression, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was it? Rabbi a'inni wa la tu'in alayya. Rabbi a'inni wa la tu'in alayya. Wansurni wa la tansur alayya. Wamkur li wa la tamkur alayya. ويسر لي الهدى وانصرني على من بغى علي ربي اجعلني شكارا لك ذكارا لك راهبا لك مطواعا لك مختبئا لك أواها منيبا تقبل توبتي واغسل حوبتي وأجب دعوتي وثبت حجتي واهد قلبي. وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عبد الله بن عباس said, سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يدعو بهذا. I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم making the dua using these expressions. What was that? ربي أعني ولا تعن علي. Oh Allah, support me ولا تعن علي. Don't grant the people support against me. If someone takes me for an enemy, don't make him overrun me, whether he is from the jinns or from the human beings. Don't let them overrun me, O Allah. Allahumma a'inni wa la tu'in alayya. O Allah, support me. Don't grant them support over me. Wansurni ولا تنصر علي. O Allah, help me, give me victory and success. Grant me victory, O Allah, and success. ولا تنصر علي. Don't grant victory and success over me. Don't let them, kuffar or munafiqun, or the people of innovations, or husad, people who are just envious of you. These things happen. Ikhwa, let me say this. When we are far younger than this, when we hear our parents talk about, may Allah protect us from our enemies. As a young boy, whether in primary or secondary school, I used to wonder, especially in primary school, what's my problem with somebody that he will become an enemy to me? I did not used to understand that somebody can take you for an enemy. I did not used to know what it meant until we began to grow up. The person will just make himself, when he sees you, he becomes angry with you. No matter what you do, good or bad, it is bad to him. When you make a mistake, it is bad. When you do something good, there's no difference between that and that. How can I be a person who, when I do good, my goodness to you is still bad to you? Why? How come? Al-hasad can cause it, jealousy. Al-bughd, hatred, can cause it. When someone hates you or has hasad for you, there is nothing that you do that is good. Everything that you do is bad. If it is bad, it is bad. If it is good, it is good. In fact, if you make a mistake, they bloat that mistake. If you do something bad, they magnify it as much as they can. But if it was something good, they don't even want to talk about it. In fact, if they find a way of finding a means of saying goodness is bad, they'll classify it as bad. Hasad causes it, jealousy. Hasad, jealousy causes it. These are the kinds of things that happen between women at home. These are the kinds of things that happen between colleagues at work. These are the kinds of things that happen between colleagues in classrooms, students. These are the kinds of things that happen among scholars. He hates the other one. So whatever the other one does is bad. That is when he begins to find fault with him. And when the other one makes something that it may even be correct in a way, viewed from another angle, but he says, no, it is bad. It is ever bad. You can never be correct in front of them. Ikhwa, be saying this dua. Allahumma, O Allah, a'inni wa la tu'in alayya. O Allah, support me. Don't grant these kinds of people support against me. Wansurni wa la tansur alayya. Grant me success. Grant me victory over these kinds of people. The hasidun and those who have serious bugs against you. Wamkur li wa la tamkur alayya. O Allah, help me plot for me. Grant me the ability to navigate my way away from these kinds of people. Grant me plots. Teach me how to manage myself. Wala tamkur alaya. Don't teach them how to manage and overrun me. This is also a person. I know his secret. I will disgrace him. He's making a plot against that person that he has spoken about. That is al-makru alayhi. Don't let these kind of people overrun me with their plots. Support me with the plots to be able to survive their plots. Wamkur li, teach me the plots with which I will survive those plots from all those other people. Wala tamkur alayya. Don't teach them how to grab me. Don't let them know how to grab me, O Allah. Don't let them know how to catch me. People look at you and say, this man is a bit successful, or this woman is a bit successful. How are we going to bring down his business? That is makru. So la tamkur alayya. O Allah, don't grant their plots against me. The children of Yaqub, the brothers of Yusuf, they had a plot against Yusuf, but Allah had another plot. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, with which he protected Yusuf. Wamkurli, O Allah, help me. Teach me the means of surviving plots. Wala tamkur alayya. Don't teach them the means of overrunning me in their plot. Wamkur li wala tamkur alayya wa yassir li al-huda. Make guidance easy for me, O Allah. Let it be that when I speak, I'm upon guidance. When I am silent, I'm upon guidance. It's a basic problem regarding speech. Sometimes people don't know. They speak when they should be silent. They are silent when they should be speaking. So guidance, being upon rightfulness in everything that I do. Yes, sirli al-huda. You know, when I was reading the first one, I was saying, well, yes, sirli al-huda. That one occurs in the second expression. In the first expression, it says, well, yes, sirli al-huda li. They mean the same thing. Essentially, وَيَسِّرْ لِيَ الْهُدَىٰ. Make it easy for me to be upon the right guidance. Make guidance a thing of ease for me. يَسِّرْ لِيَ الْهُدَىٰ. وَانْصُرْنِي عَلَىٰ مَنْ بَغَىٰ عَلَيَّ. Help me over those who بَغَوْا, those who oppress. They aggress against me. Wansurni ala man bagha alayya. Allah, grant me victory over those who direct aggression towards me. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbi ja'alni shakaran laka. Allah, make me someone who shakar, always I'm showing gratitude to you. Shakar is from Sigaf Mubalagako. Rabbi ja'alni shakaran laka. Allah, make me someone who is ever grateful to you. Zakaran laka, who will always be remembering you. Rahiban laka, who will always ever be worshipful and fearful, consciously fearful of you. Mitwa allaka, always I'll be obeying you. Always I'll be granting obedience to your instructions. This is what you should make me, O Allah. Rabbi ja'alni shakaran laka, zakaran laka, shakaran laka, zakaran laka, rahiban laka, mitwa'an laka, mukhbitan laka. O Allah, make me someone who will be mukhbi'an aw mukhbi. Mukhbitan laka. Oh Allah, make me mukhbitan laka. Someone who is khashi'un. Al-mukhbit khashi'un. A person who is always, I'm afraid of you. I don't want to violate your, injunctions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awahan. Awahun is someone who he has tadarru, insanun kathir dua. Awahun, Allah referred to some of the Anbiya as Awahun munibku, someone who is always me. I'm turning towards you, making dua muniban, returning to you in repentance. Make me someone who makes dua. Make me someone who repents. Taqabbal tawbati. When I repent, accept it. Ugsil hawbati. O Allah, wash away my sins. Hawba. Wash away my sins. Wa ajib da'wati. When I call you, grant me my request. Ya Allah. Wa thabbit hujjati. Make me a person whose explanations and evidence will be strong. When I advance arguments, when I advance evidences, whether to affirm my deen or to affirm my right in the matters of this dunya, make it my advancements regarding my rights or regarding my deen. Establish it for me. Wahdi qalbi, guide my mind. Some people, their mind is just way moving forward to any direction. Their minds lack guidance. Wahdi qalbi, O Allah, guide my mind. Wasaddid lisani, make my tongue to speak aptly. Saddid, when my tongue speaks, don't let me be saying things that are not appropriate to Allah. Let me only say things as appropriate as they can be. Waslul sakhimata qalbi. O Allah, remove any kind of hatred, any kind of disease, any kind of deceit, any kind of hasad inside my mind. Remove it for me. If I have, remove it. We can see that this dua is very, very comprehensive. If you get everything you are asking for in this dua, you are surely going to be a righteous person. And you'll be living a better life. You'll be calm. You'll almost be free of wahala everywhere. What is that? Allahumma, you can start with Allahumma because of the first hadith, the first expression. If you also start with Rabbi A'inni, there's no blame. So you can employ any of the expressions. Rabbi A'inni wa la tu'in alayya. Wansurni wa la tansur alayya. Wamkurli wa la tamkur alayya. ويسر لي الهدى وانصرني على من بغى علي ربي اجعلني شكارا لك ذكارا لك راهبا لك مطواعا لك مخبتا لك اواها منيبا تقبل توبتي واغسل حوبتي واجب دعوتي وثبت حجتي واهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي. This is the dua. ربي أعني ولا تعن علي وانصرني ولا تنصر علي وامكر لي ولا تمكر علي ويسر لي الهدى وانصرني على من بغى علي ورب اجعلني شكارا لك ذكارا لك راهبا لك مطواعا لك مخبتا لك اواها منيبا تقبل توبتي واغسل حوبتي واجب دعوتي وثبت حجتي واهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي. إخوة, this dua is so all-encompassing. It has everything inside it. You are asking for his protection and you are asking for goodness from him regarding the matters of the dunya and the matters of akhira. ربي أعني ولا تعن علي ولا help me ولا تعن علي don't help the people against me وانصرني ولا تنصر علي grant me success don't grant them success over me وامكر لي plot for me teach me the plots ولا تمكر علي don't allow them teach them the plots over me. وَيَسِّرْ لِيَ الْهُدَى make guidance easy for me. وَانْصُرْنِي عَلَى مَنْ بَغَى عَلَيَّ help me over anyone who wants to oppress me. اللَّهُمَّ انْصُرْنِي عَلَى مَنْ بَغَى عَلَيَّ oh Allah, anybody who attempts an aggression against me, help me against him. Rabbi ij'alni shakaran laka. O Allah, make me someone who is ever grateful to you. Dhakaran laka, who will always be remembering you. Rahiban laka, he has always consciously fearful of you. Mitwa'an laka, consciously obeying you and following your instructions. Mukhbitan laka, make me someone who is afraid to offend you. I'm afraid of you. Awaham, make me someone who is ever making dua. Muniban, make me someone who is always ever making tawbah, returning to you. Taqabbal tawbati, so accept my tawbah. Waghsil hawbati, wash off my sins. وَأَجِبْ دَعْوَتِي answer my prayers when I call you. وَثَبِّتْ حُجَّتِي when I advance evidence in the matters of my religion and regarding my rights in this dunya. ثَبِّتُ make them well established. وَهَدِ قَلْبِي guide my mind. وَسَدِّدْ لِسَانِي guide my tongue. وَسْلُلْ سَخِيمَةَ قَلْبِي remove, cleanse the dirtiness of gish, deceit. or guilt or hatred or hasad that I may have in my mind too. Waslul sakhimata qalbi. Help me cleanse my mind away from these evils. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say this dua. So, ikhwa, I think we have enough dua from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can write this down. By the time you regularly say it, it gradually becomes a part and parcel of you. Allahumma a'inni wa la tu'in alayya wa ansurni wa la tansur alayya wa mkur li wa la tamkur alayya wa ansurni ala man bagha alayya rabbi ij'alni shakaran laka zakaran laka rahiban laka mitwa'an laka مخبتاً لك أواهاً منيباً تقبل توبتي واغسل حوبتي وعجب دعوتي وثبت حجتي واهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي. Like we mentioned of the previous, these are dua, when you know them, say them in your sujood. And people wonder, if they're in sujood in Qiyamul Layl, what will they be saying? If you are saying this one, how will you be when you wake up in the morning? They say there's somebody in your office plotting against you. You don't need to start shouting his name, one Daniel is plotting. No. Anyone, whether there's Daniel or Musa, anyone plotting upon evil against the Lord of all that exists, before he woke up from his own sleep, you have reported him to his Lord. So, ikhwa, ummahat, these are dua for us. Let us say them regularly and make benefit from them. May Allah grant us benefit from them. I would like to stop here so that we can take a few questions. And we can stop at the day to only have about 12 minutes before the end of the specified time for the class. I hope that we can employ that time for our questions that we may have about the Rahman.
Question here is, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh, in one of our sessions, you mentioned that before we make our dua, it is recommended we do thana on Allah and then do salatu ala nabi. Please, can Sheikh recommend an expression for the thana ala Allah?
Sanahu ala Allah, the Prophet used to make sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alhamdulillah. If you say alhamdulillah, you have made as-sanahu alayhi. If you say alhamdulillah, you made sanahu ala Allah. You have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This is sanahu ala Allah. So you can say that. You say Salatu ala Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam while facing the Qibla. Then you start making your dua. So once you say any statement of praise for Allah, in fact, if you say Allahu Akbar, it is part of Thana. It's from the expressions of praising Allah subhanahu. I hope that is clear. Once you say Alhamdulillah, you have made Thana wa Allah. I hope that is clear.
This question is, what will be the way out for someone who find himself in the position of hating others.
If you find yourself in the position of hating others, two things may lead to it. The first thing before we address it is, what are you hating them for? Are you hating them because they are upon obedience to Allah? Or you are hating them because of their own disobedience to Allah? One of them is praiseworthy. One of them is blameworthy. It is blameworthy to hate people because they are obeying Allah. It can lead to kufur depending on the situation. It can lead to disbelief in Allah. It can be from the aspects of nifaq. And that nifaq in that circumstance will be al-nifaqul akbaru. That can take a person out of Islam. Hating people because they obey Allah. Like hating people because they observe salat. Once it's time for salat, we have to go for salat. Or hating people because they wear jilbab and niqab. You hate them. Why? They wear hijab. Why should you be wearing that hijab? If you are like this, you need proper mental surgery away from this evil. It's a very, very, very big evil. To hate the people because of their practice of the religion is big, big evil, big disease inside the mind. And we know a lot of people who hate people. They are Muslims, so. But they hate other Muslims because they wear hijab, they wear jilbab, they wear niqab. It's a big problem they have in their mind. Or that you hate them because the man chose that what is good for him is to have 1, 2, 3 wives. And he's not inviting you to help him feed his wives. And like every other man, including those who have only one wife, he's struggling like them to be a man for his home. You hate him for that. I've seen somebody who told another person that he hates to hear that he has had a child. So these are aspects of hating the people. Alama atahumullah min fadli. Over the good things that Allah has blessed them with. It is not proper. What usually brings birth to this is hasad, jealousy. Because if you look at it, some people who hate some people because they have 1, 2, 3 wives, and they are doing well in their home, or 4, and they are doing well with their children, they hate them because they are not able to do it. So they transfer the aggressions of their own failure against others that Allah has blessed with that goodness. So it's not proper to hate people who are upon obedience to Allah. It's not proper. It's not proper to hate people because of particular good things that Allah has done for them. Let me use another example. A brother likes to always be clean. He likes to be neat, fine cap, fine shoe, fine clothes all the time. Some people can see him and they begin to hate him. This one can also come from hasad, jealousy. Because they too, they want it, but they don't have it. They didn't get it. So Allah queried that يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. It was from the ways of Bani Israel. So we should stop this kind of a behavior. If you find yourself hating people like this, you have a problem. If you find your mind hating people because they are upon good practice of the religion, you have a problem. So what can you do to come out of it? Start begging Allah to remove that hatred from your mind. Start. One major means of that is dua. Beg Allah, Allah, remove this thing from my mind. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Imam al-Nasa'i reported a hadith where it was said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the dua he used to say is that, Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Oh Allah, make us, make Iman be beloved to us. This Iman, make it something that we like. Allahumma habib ilayna al-Iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. Make it something that is very beautiful to our hearts. Wa karrih ilayna al-kufr. Make us to hate kufr. Wal fusuq and sinfulness. Wal isyan and disobedience to you. So, Ikhwa, this means that the other side of your answer is that there are some things that necessarily we must hate, like sinfulness, like kufr, like nifaq, like shirk. You must hate that they are doing Oshun Oshogbo in Oshogbo. You must hate it as a Muslim by way of worshipping Allah. You must hate that people are disobeying Allah. You must hate that Muslim women are running on the football pitch for 90 minutes. Muslim women are running on the pitch after round leather. You must hate. If you don't hate it, you have a problem, Ikhwa. If you don't hate things like that, you have a problem. You must hate indecency and the people of indecency. You must hate people who squander wealth, making a marriage of $3.2 million after they are properly married and all of this. So you must hate people who spread indecency on the surface of the earth. As a Muslim, you have a duty. In that dua, Allah make us hate al-kufr, wal-fusuq, wal-isya. Did you not hear what Allah told us about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? And he made it a means of an exemplary for us. Laqad kana lakum fi Ibrahim walladhina amanu ma'ahu idh qalu liqawmihim inna bura'u minkum wa mimma ta'buduna min dunillah kafarna bikum وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْأَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. Did you not hear this? Allah wants us to behave like Ibrahim. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. And those who had Iman together with him, like Lut and his wives. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ. These people said to their people, إِنَّا but we disconnect ourselves from you. We disconnect ourselves from the idols that you worship. Kafarna bikum wa bada. We completely disorient ourselves from you. We are not part of you. We disconnect from you. And let it be known to you, bada bainana wa bainakum. It is going to happen and to be clearly seen between we and you. What is that? Al-adawatu wal-baghdha. Enmity and hatred. Sibaghdha, sibughd here now. So hatred must be between in the mind of the people of Iman for kufur and the harbingers of kufur. So you must hate the people who abuse the Quran. You must hate the people who abuse Allah. You must hate and dislike the people who insult the companions of the Prophet. So hating a person may be praiseworthy, as we have explained. Hating kufur and the people of kufur, hating acts of disobedience to Allah, those who say LGBTQ, ZYZ, you must dislike what they are doing and hate it, and the high dangers of it, you don't like them, because these are from the aspects of kufur and fisk in Islam. So hating something can be lawful. Hate something can even be compulsory. In fact, not to hate that same thing may even be from the aspects of kufur and nifaq. So the same way, not hating something can also be dangerous. So it depends on what you are hating and the circumstances surrounding your love or your hatred for that thing. I hope that it is clear. Thank you. So if you now find yourself hating things that you should not hate, you should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide your hearts, make you a person who loves Iman. We mentioned that dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It contains the two. It contains the dua to love what you should love and dua to hate what you should hate. Allahumma habib ilayna al-Iman wa zayyinhu fi kulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. Allahumma jalna min al-rashidin. So these are beneficial du'as that we can say inshallah. There is also the du'a the Prophet mentioned, I think it's also called in the Sunan of Al-Imam al-Nasa'i. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. These are dua that you can say. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. These are dua we can beg Allah to purify our hearts away from hatred, away from hasad, away from hating books and having shahna hikt towards our brothers who are Muslims. May Allah protect us from this evil.
Jazakallah khairan, Shaykh. Thank you very
much. Abad Rahman, there is this question. I don't know why we begin to ask these kinds of questions, but the answer was clear from our explanations. How can you hate shirk and you don't hate those who commit shirk? Why was Ibrahim disconnecting from shirk and those who do shirk? Don't you know that from Iman is disconnection from shirk, hating shirk and those who commit shirk? The same thing, sinfulness. You hate the sinfulness and those who are the flag bearers of that sinfulness. I think all these kinds of internet discussions about hate a person, don't hate what he's doing, hate what he's doing, don't hate him. I don't think people have asked themselves what are the basis for these things in the Quran and the Sunnah. How can somebody be disobeying Allah? I will hate his act of disobedience. I will not hate him. Is the act disconnected from him? So you hate armed robbery, but you don't hate the armed robber. You hate kidnapping, but you don't hate the kidnapper. Is that what you mean? You think of it by yourself. You hate rapists, but you don't hate rape. You hate rape, but you don't hate rapists. Is this the kind of mental justification you are finding? These kinds of things are common. You say you hate the person doing it, you don't hate it. These kinds of talks you are thinking, you talk, young people get busy with on the Facebook. Have you found out how in conformance or in discordance that kind of an expression is with the Quran and the Sunnah? Even in common sense, in logic, is it logical? You hate kidnapping, but you don't hate the kidnapper. Is that what you are saying? You hate someone who is sexually pervasive. You hate sexual perversion, but you don't hate someone who is sexually perversive. Is that what you are saying? You hate alcohol, but you don't hate the person drinking alcohol. Is that what you are saying? We hate the two of them. We hate both. We don't like the two. Because rape is irrelevant without the rapist. Rape is irrelevant without the rapist. You will not see rape if there's no rapist. The only reason we say there is rape is that someone raped. So the action itself is irrelevant. It can be in the law of a country. Anybody who commits murder will be killed. If nobody commits murder, what is the value of murder? It is until someone does it. So the one who does it actually brings meaning to that word that was vague. Think well, you will understand it. So it is common amongst young people. You can hate something, you should not hate somebody who is doing it. We hate the two. As long as it is from the aspects of disobedience to Allah or innovations in the religion of Allah, we hate the two. I hope that the young boys are clear. These are questions young people battle with on Facebook and WhatsApp groups. That was why I thought to handle it like that. May Allah protect all of us and our children and our younger ones. I hope that that is clear, Abu Abdurrahman.
Someone is asking for the drugs. It's sweet. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah Azza wa Jalla elongate your life of Quran Kareem. Our son, who is an autistic, walked out of the house yesterday evening. We have been looking for him in Sorandi since then, but we haven't been able to find him. Please pray for us and be able to find him.
SubhanAllah. May Allah help the family to find this young boy. May Allah bring the young boy back home and cure him for his autism. Ikhwa, in the hospital, they will tell you that there is no cure. You Muslim, don't say that there is a disease without cure. The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, what remains with the cure for diseases is that alimahu man alimahu. وجهله من جهله ما أنزل الله داء إلا أنزل له شفاء علمه من علمه وجهله من جهله. Allah has not sent down any disease except that He has sent down together with it. أنزل له. He has sent down for it a cure. So what remains is the alimahu man alimahu. Those who know it, know it. Those who don't know it, don't know it. There are no illnesses without a cure. And there is no illness that has never been cured. Yesterday, a brother was telling me that someone told him about his wife who had cancer up to stage 4. I don't know the meaning of cancer up to stage 4. I don't know what it means. And that the person began to receive cure. In less than 2 months, the person is now fully cured of cancer from stage 4. But I know that for something to reach stage 4 from stage 1, it's not something that is easy. Stage 1 to 4, at stage 4, Allah brought cure to the cancer. The brother is a well-known brother who messaged me yesterday and told me, Abuna, said this thing has happened. The wife, when she did test, she did all of this. No chemo, no bio, no radio. So don't say there is an illness and it cannot get a cure. No. So the autism itself is a disease. It can be cured by Allah. It can be cured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the universal cure for every disease is dua. The universal cure for every problem is dua. Allah huwa dua. Make dua. Make dua. Read Quran to him, especially Suratul Fatiha. When you read it, blow it on him. I have never recommended this except that I always hear good result after it. Reading Suratul Fatiha and blowing it on the sick. I learned that from our book, Adda'u wa Dawa, that we read. Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned it, that Suratul Fatiha is very, very efficacious. And the Prophet confirmed that it's a surah, alayhi salatu salam, for cure. So read it on your sick ones, blow it on them. It's one of the means of ruqya. Read it, continue, don't stop. Read Al-Fatiha and blow it. Read Al-Fatiha and blow it on them. So this boy, may Allah bring him back home safely. Deliver him safely back to his parents and relatives. And when he returns, may Allah cure him from his autism. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure others amongst our relatives, our brothers, our friends, near and far away, who also have one illnesses or challenge that they are all struggling with. Allah, we are all your slaves and we are your servants. We don't have anywhere and anybody to run to except you. Help us resolve these matters. grant the ones who need sound health, grant them sound health. The ones who need children, grant them children and bless their children for them. The ones who need marriage, grant them marriage and bless their marriages for them. The one who needs sustenance, grant them sustenance and bless that means of sustenance that you give them. Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram. May Allah accept our dua. Those of us who are on one journey or the other, may Allah return us back home safely and keep our homes safe for us. Protect us, protect our iman, protect our deen. Protect all of us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram. May Allah return the boy back home. Abu Abdurrahman. Can we call it a day today?
Naam, Ya Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.